So I know the meme is kind of old at this point, but all that tells me is that this is a learning opportunity. You read the title. What is Stillwater? You know, why is it dangerous? What's up with people suddenly like being so scared of it? And truth be told, I can answer a few of these right away. Number one is that with the rise of urban exploration, people have been running into stagnant water or still water in this case. And, you know, they've been dealing with it. And it's kind of like a boogeyman, right? It's like, not even the boogeyman. That's a horrible example. It's kind of like quicksand where you don't, it doesn't show up as much as you would expect. You know, when you first learn about it, you don't see it at all. I've never seen quicksand in my life, by the way, but I know all about it, right? Same with other people, you know, unless you're actually going out to see it or places where it can be, you'll never interact with it. But now that urban exploration is like way more popular, people have been encountering still water. So let's learn a thing or two about it. Anyway. Before I continue, I kind of want to bring up something from the past. I have old episodes of the podcast that I kind of want to talk about again. Mostly because this entire podcast started because I wanted to talk about my stories from when I was over the road truck driving. And it's not easy because back then I had like the worst setup. So it's not, I don't know. I feel like I didn't do it justice, right? I had the old microphone. I had the background music way too loud. You couldn't hear me. But yeah, if you guys want to hear a re-release of the old episodes with like updated quality, or I'll just retell the story, you know, do a new episode about it instead of uploading them again. Because I don't want to do reruns, okay? I really don't want to do reruns. But if people start hearing the same story over and over again, then that'd be annoying, you know? And I know that because I have that guilty pleasure where I'll tell the story over and over again until it pisses people off. Just ask James. Anyway, let's talk more about this this whole Stillwater thing, right? Okay, in the first place, you noticed earlier that I said stagnant water instead of still water. That's because most people that talk about still water are actually referring to stagnant water. And there's a huge difference, right? Because still water would be like a creek where there's no wind. That's still water. And you know what? Bacteria can live in there, but it's not as bad as stagnant water, which can be found in, you know, anywhere where water is not allowed to escape from or drain out of. But what exactly is something you could find, you know, underwater and still water? Let's talk about something like most people are going to go underground, right, to find still water. And what they'll find instead is, creepy enough, if you go deep underground and you start going to, like, let's say the sewage systems, if you manage to get into one, you will most likely encounter a cluster of worms. It looks really disturbing, but surprisingly, it's harmless to humans. It is creepy, don't get me wrong. It looks horrifying, but you could touch it and it won't hurt you. Don't risk it, though. Don't risk it, okay? Seriously, I say it can't hurt you, but chances are it won't. It doesn't mean it's not going to, but it's pretty fucked up. That's the beauty of life, you know, is that you don't have to make up lore. This shit's real. Tubifex worms is what they're called. And you'll see them in immense quantities, right? You'll see them in immense size. They're not huge by any means. They're really long. They're really slimy, but they're just worms. You know, they'll be underground where no light will hit them and most likely in the sewers. However, in stagnant water, if you were to ever encounter it, if you fell into the water, what's one thing that you would risk? Immediately, the worst case scenario would be a brain-eating amoeba, which has killed many people. And that's still water and stagnant water, okay? Not just stagnant water from wherever water can't leave. I mean, like, certain bodies of water. It's pretty fucking bad, okay? As well as E. coli, which it's more common, you know? I feel like a lot of people know what E. coli is. That one should have no introduction. But the thing about it is that still water, stagnant water, look, I'm going to use them interchangeably. There's a lot more than just that, okay? The thing is, if left for long enough periods of time to be stagnant and to just sit there unmoved, undisturbed, you will have a whole host of unknown bacterias covering your body from head to toe if you fall into the water. And it's not something you want to deal with. Because you know what's in there? You leave it for a long enough time, you can also get parasites in your flesh. if you fall into the water. That's fucking horrifying. Horrifying. Ugh, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Another scenario, if you will. Let's say you did find some still water, stagnant water, regardless, or whatever. And rather than falling into it, you decide, wow, I am very thirsty. I am going to take a drink. And I did not boil the water. You may have just ingested beaver fever, aka Giardia parasite. And no, that is not to be confused with Justin Bieber fever from the early 2000s. We all had that. We all did. Don't lie. Okay? Anyway, Giardia spreads from one person to another. When you do get it, it's not pleasant. It has very similar symptoms to cholera. As in, you're going to piss and shit, or you're going to shit a lot. It's going to be liquid diarrhea, and you're going to feel really sick and very, very immense pain in your abdomen. Mostly watery stools. When you do finally get some solids, it's just going to be watery stools. It's not good, okay? Like, there's nothing comes good from drinking stagnant water. And don't try it. Seriously, don't try it. Fuck. Okay, there's another thing, right? Hear me out. Listen closely. On lighter news, there's also another bacteria that can thrive in the water. It is known as paramecium cells. Paramecium cells are interesting, okay? Let me tell you right now why. Paramecium cells are not harmful to you in any way. That being said, don't eat them. Just dump, okay? Boil your fucking water if you're gonna drink from stagnant water. Preferably don't do that at all. Go from a flowing stream, because moving water doesn't harvest as much bacteria as a moving stream. And even then, you should still boil the water. If it's been still for a long time, don't drink it. My God. If I sound quieter, I'm trying to be quiet. There's people sleeping in the other room. And they're really amazing people. I love them so much. Her. I love her so much. Hi, honey. Oh, my stomach. A really interesting thing about paramecium is that they're so big and numerous. You can actually see them with the naked eye. You don't have to put them under a microscope. But they're one of the few bacteria that, if you look real close, I know some people, if you're like me, you probably don't have the eyesight for it, but some younger people with good eyesight can look so close at the water and actually see them swimming. They look like tiny, tiny bugs, but they're not bugs. They're actual bacteria, big enough to be seen with a naked eye. Kind of cool, right? And it's also the most abundant cell that survives in still water. The reason I'm saying that is because it's not all doom and gloom, okay? It's not all horrifying paramecium, you know, it's not all E. coli, it's not all beaver fever, it's not all cholera. That's the worst one, holy shit. If you find one with cholera, you might already be sick. If I remember correctly, okay, this is off research, because I did do research for this episode. I haven't had time to do much research, but, you know, I've been busy at work and other stuff, which I will tell you later. I'm really fucking serious about it this time. All right, whatever. Sorry, my stomach. It's bad. There are some still waters that have been still for so long, some stagnant pools so old, that just being in their presence can get you sick. Because, you know, water can evaporate. Go figure. Still water can be found in abandoned mines, underground caves, and factories. Anywhere where water is allowed to flow into, but not allowed to flow out of. That's the key difference. Still water is any body of water that isn't moving. Stagnant water is water that cannot, for any reason, move, including wind. Wind cannot move this stuff, okay? Because it's somewhere, like, protected, you know? Like, let's say you're in an abandoned house. Again, we're going to go urbex. And you're in a basement, and water has been flowing in for years, and has not been able to get out. The main tell that it's stagnant water is if you could see it, and it just looks reflective and is not moving whatsoever. And algae grows in it. So if you see algae, chances are, you don't want to go in there. You really don't. It's even possible that still water, some still waters, okay, not all of them, some stagnant still waters will not let you swim out of them. Because it's something about the structure of the water. It's so weird. But the more I looked into it, the worse it was. Also, it's so fucking annoying that it became a meme. Because the more I actually try to do legitimate research on still water, the less I found. I could not find anything. It was all fucking, we that fucking stupid meme with the creepy sound. I hate that shit. It is 2 a.m, man. Oh my God. Algae and bacteria can grow in this stuff, right? It's also classified as undisturbed water that can't drain and has no current. Okay, let's see what else I got in my notes. Yeah, that's all I had. That's all I had, really. Still water is one of those things where you think it's more interesting than it is, and you look into it. Look, we got 10 minutes out of that. I gotta tell you right now, okay? Still water sucks, but it's, I classify it in the same vein as quicksand. It's just there, you know? Go around, you know? Like, or don't touch it at all. You don't gotta swim in these fucking places, okay? Absolutely don't. And if you see a body of fucking quicksand, you don't gotta walk in it either. It's that simple. Just go around. Hey, look, they woke up. I could be louder. Listen, I have another thing too. While we're on the topic of still water and stuff like that, we need to address something else. This can very easily segue into another topic, which is urban exploration. Now, people don't understand one thing, right? Again, we mentioned the quicksand and all that stuff, but still water is essentially nothing. You know, it's one bit of danger in an entire forest of danger. When you're doing urban exploration, that's probably the main time you're going to see it. A lot of people that record stuff on TikTok where there's still water are doing urban exploration, okay? It's as simple as that. Now, what other stuff is there aside from still water when you're doing urban exploration that you got to watch out for? There's quite a lot, okay? There's a lot of shit, right? If you want video game terms, still water is like lava in fucking Super Mario. You know, you got to go around it. But let's talk about the Goombas, you know what I mean? Because a lot of stuff, ironically, they both kind of fit. You'll see right now. The main thing that I've seen in urban exploration that is a big issue, which is just as dangerous, is actually mold. A lot of mold. Black mold especially. Listen, I know one thing. I have actually dealt with mold in the past. And I'm not talking about in my bathroom or anything. I made the mistake as a child of finding an old plastic bin that I had that was full of clothing that had been rained on and had no access to sunlight, right? So it was humid, it was hot, and it was airtight. I popped it open and it was full of black mold. Listen, the spores, I really should have gone to the hospital for the amount of black mold that I inhaled. But let me tell you something right now. There is something horrifying about inhaling black mold. You can't breathe when it's a lot like that. And on top of that, I'm pretty sure the side effects are, you know, they're definitely numerous. I mean, I'm fucking weird. That's probably one of the results. I don't know if it's directly associated with all the black mold that I inhaled in one go, but it could definitely be, you know, an issue. Now, this is where it differentiates between me and other people. I was in a well-ventilated area. We were outside, okay? Urban exploration does not have that luxury. It could be possible that you're in a room full of black mold and there's no airflow, okay? Airflow is just as important as water flow to a river, okay? It's very important because it moves particles aside, right? It doesn't leave them stagnant in the air. So just as still water is stagnant water that doesn't move because there's no water flow, still air is just as bad. Stagnant air is an entirely different can of worms, but no one records it, right? Because it doesn't look ominous. Ooh, it's a spooky room where the dust isn't moving. You know, it kind of can look creepy, I'm not going to lie. It's mainly the fact that it's not well lit, you know? A lot of stuff like urban exploration, talking about this place has been abandoned for years. And listen, I have such fucking amazing stories to tell you, okay? The reason being is because, one, when I looked into the topic, I thought, yeah, still water's okay, but it's just like one obstacle in many, right? I mentioned that before. But the other obstacles are significantly scarier, okay? If we're talking urban exploration, here's the thing. I've been a fan of it for years. I think it's cool. It's just what younger me would have done, to be honest. If you want me to be nostalgic about something, I'll be honest. When I was a teenager, I actually did a bit of urbex myself. There's not a lot of abandoned houses out here, but the ones that are abandoned are usually in the middle of nowhere. You can go really far out, there'll be no one for miles, and you will have very unique encounters, basically. You really don't want to encounter people in these abandoned houses or urban exploration, you know? Keep in mind, for any law enforcement talking about, you know, listening, this was like 15 years ago, okay? nothing happened, nothing was stolen. Yeah, that's an important thing too, right? This is where I hate the urban exploration community, is that it is full of thugs. It is absolutely full of thieves. It's full of marauders. It's full of people that go into houses that are abandoned. You know, there's a tragedy behind that, right? A house is expensive. So when it's abandoned, maybe someone just couldn't afford to pay it. Maybe some tragedy happened in the family. That does not give you an excuse to go to the house and steal shit. Or even worse, go into the house and break the shit that's already there. Number one, that's another thing that is a danger in urban exploration. Broken glass. Broken glass is fucking hard to spot sometimes. That's why there's an entire like subgenre on YouTube. There's a whole rabbit hole that I fell down where there's an entire kit that you have to make before you even go urban exploration. You got to bring water, food, a knife. They say don't bring a BB gun. they say clearly, clear as day, don't bring a BB gun. There's no point. It's actually worse for you, because if you have a BB gun and you aim it at someone, what if they have a real gun? You know? And what's worse, if you have a real gun, now you're trespassing with a weapon. It's going to look really bad. Oh my God. Listen, I'm going to say this right now. There are two types of urban exploration. There are the legal kind, which are the ones that I encourage, where you actually go and get the permission of the owner of the property. And there are the illegal kind, where you just kind of break in. Don't do that, okay? It's not that hard to find the person's phone number and ask gently and politely. Just go, hey, do you mind if we explore and take some pictures on the inside of the house? We're just doing it kind of as a project. 9 out of 10 times, they'll say yes. You just got to be very polite about it, okay? What you don't do is go there at fucking night, you know? That's fucking terrifying. All right, so we mentioned broken glass. That's one of the things, right? You can get lacerations from it. It sucks. Another one is actually rusty nails on the ground that you can't see. And the reason being is because botulism... No, that's the wrong one. Not botulism. There's another one. Tinnitus. When I was a kid, I actually got that. Yeah, I was a very active kid. I'm kind of nostalgic right now. I don't know if you could tell. I'm really excited talking about urban exploration because, well, I did it. I did it, clearly. A few times, actually, you know? Now that I think about it, it's probably just... Fuck, this is kind of sad to say. Listen, I grew up in the ghetto, okay? We had a lot of abandoned houses. Okay, you know what? I got a story for you guys. And this is one of those stories I've never told on the podcast. And if I have, it's been years from now, okay? It's been years ago. Because I just remembered it. This awoke in a core memory because I was thinking about the times where I explored urbanly. And keep in mind, I was like 13. Maybe 12. 10 years old. Okay, I was really young. I should not have been in those buildings. And I was a little kid. Unsupervised. Okay. This is a creepy story and this is true. This is 100% true. This happened to me as a child. We found one of the buildings in the most poor side of the town that I live in. Keep in mind, we're already in the ghetto, right? But this is the poor side of the ghetto. So, we found this house where the windows are boarded up, but the doors are completely open. And the weirdest part for us was that we walked in. This house was completely barren, aside from one thing, which to this day fucking creeps me the fuck out, okay? I'm thinking about it and it creeps me the fuck out. I swear to God, when I was a kid, we walked into this abandoned house, there was a bathtub full of dolls. It was horrifying. What the hell, right? Like, what the fuck did I find? And the worst part is there was no explanation of it. There was nothing, right? There was just abandoned, really dirty dolls with no eyes. Some of them with no eyes, some of them with hair burnt. And I remember seeing it and just thinking, we need to leave. And we did, promptly, almost immediately. It was a small house, and it was horrifying, but holy shit, it was a summer to remember, I guess. Was it even in the summer? Yeah, it was in the summer. It had to be in the summer. You know when you're a kid, and you have school, and you have those summers that, like, just seem to go on forever? Yeah. Sucks when you're an adult, you don't get those no more, but you know what, it's kind of cool. Okay, so we've discussed the dangers of urban exploration. Number one, broken glass on the ground. Number two, mold. Number three, rusty nails on the ground that you don't see. Number four is actually the structure itself. Abandoned houses are no longer maintained. They're no longer up to code. They're rotting. They're left to abandon, right? You know what wood does over time? Fucking gets weaker and weaker. You got to treat that shit. And the thing about it, right, is that these buildings are no different. I was watching some clips of urban exploration where the guy's going down a set of stairs and his foot goes through one of them. And he has to grab onto the sides, and then the rest feels weak too. And he says, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And he has to get back out. He's holding the really expensive camera, the fucking DSLR with the tripod, and he hands it to his friend. He's like, I'm going to drop this. And it never occurred to me that, you know? Like, the foundation itself is no longer... is like, every inch of the building that you're inside of whenever you're urban exploration, whenever you're exploring urbanly, going into abandoned houses, let's just call it that. Whenever you're in an abandoned house, the structure itself is no longer sound. So that's five things, right? Number six, it's pretty obvious. I know a lot of people... nowadays, it's a far bigger concern. Back then, it was a bit less, but nowadays, it's unfortunately, as a result of geopolitical and socioeconomic issues, there are significantly more homeless people in these abandoned areas. Okay? And there's, if you haven't seen them, there are definitely signs of life. Another place that we explored when I was younger had signs of life. There was a sleeping bag, very torn up, it was a very dirty mattress, and there was actually windows that were properly maintained because this house was being lived in, but not by someone who owned the property, you know? They were squatting in the area. And it was interesting seeing it, because normally you find places like this and you'll see stuff like a used heroin needle, right? Or some syringe on the ground, which, by the way, another danger. Don't fucking touch those. You never know where they've been, right? Now, obviously, it's some sort of drug, but at the same time, what kind of disease does a person using the drug have, you know? HPV is very... HPV, was it? HIV. HIV. That's the one that's, you know, sharing needles. That's a real disease. Trust me, that's a real, real fucking bad one. You don't want that one. And there's many dangers, right? I'm really spinning in my head thinking about it. This unlocked a core memory, okay? I've never seen Inside Out, but I imagine this is like a core memory for me. I only know that term from TikTok. I've never seen the movies. My God, this really takes me back. In my life, I only explored two places, right? And neither were comfortable to be inside. I know this sounds like an oxymoron, but if I sound tired while being excited, it's actually because I beat my mile today. My record was like 12 minutes and I beat it. So I run a mile in 11 and a half minutes now. I've been going to the gym whenever I can. But at the same time, work picks up and then cools down. You know, it goes up and down, up and down. Today I was able to go to the gym finally, and oh my God, I feel good. I feel good. Ow, son of a bitch, my phone. There we go. Okay. So far, the list of dangerous stuff. Broken glass, nails, foundation, mold, homeless people, stagnant water. What else could possibly be inside of these abandoned places that you should really watch out for? Well, in one specific YouTube video that I will not mention... okay, you know what? That feels mean. I'm going to mention them. YouTube user Noah.NoahThere. Wow. Noah. Period. Nowhere. In the video Where Urbex Goes Wrong, The Dangers of Urban Exploration, they go on to describe one of the most unique circumstances I've ever heard of. Basically, the house that they were exploring was booby-trapped. Let me reiterate. Booby-trapped. There was a knife rigged so that it would essentially swing and cut whoever went into the house. That is horrifying and super illegal, especially here in California. My God, like, don't do that, please. You know, board up the doors and windows. People are going to try to break in. That's just part of it. And, you know, it's funny. I've actually been hearing a lot about, this kind of does go with the topic that we're talking about. I've been hearing a lot about squatters recently, especially from Wade B. Websurf, who's a fucking gem, by the way. Absolutely love his channel. The man can do no wrong. Wavy was talking about squatters and some of the crazy shit they've done. There is a law, apparently, that essentially protects squatters' rights. Not many, but they're there, I guess. There's actually a term where... what's it called? I forget what the clause is, but basically... If you're squatting in a property, but you're actually maintaining the property, taking good care of it, and making sure everything's fine and not falling apart, you can, after 9 months, I believe, there's a certain set of time where after that, they essentially give you the property, or they let you live in it, and you can start paying rent, or you can start trying to go into the process of buying it, which is interesting law, by the way. Very fucking interesting, right? America. You never know. We have a law for everything. What I'm trying to wrap my head around, right? With every law that's passed for property ownership, there's something that happened. There's something where it finally clicked, or something happened, some big event happened where that law had to be written up. And I cannot wrap my head around the event. I really can't. Maybe this is like an early 1700s type deal, you know? You know, I think maybe I ran a bit too hard earlier. My lung capacity is coming back and it hurts. Oh, hang on. I do not feel good right now. No, okay, never mind. I thought I was going to vomit. Like, no joke, out of nowhere, I just felt it. I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? I don't know what that came from. Weird, right? Anyway, urban exploration is not for everyone. I don't recommend it if you don't want to see, well, honestly, it could be pretty mundane, you know? Some abandoned places just are dangerous. They just suck, you know? Let me put it this way. People abandon places. They don't abandon items entirely, right? There are some cool places you could find, you know, but again, for the love of God, find the actual property owner and ask for permission. It's not that difficult, okay? You could do this, but just like, take the proper precautions, okay? Go buy it in the proper means, okay? Because the last thing you want is a charge for, like, you know, finding and like breaking into some place like that, you know? Like, what the fuck am I saying? You don't want to fine for trespassing on property, okay? As tempting as it may be to do it, and you know, it's like, it's right there, no one's gonna see me. Don't risk it, you know? There are cameras nowadays that could be hidden in places you would never guess, okay? For example, there's like 5 on my phone, right? And I've seen this little camera where you could put it in the wall, like the wall outlet, and it works as like a USB charger. Like, you plug it in the wall, and you can plug your charger into it to charge your phone, and it works. On top of that, not only does it work, it has a tiny camera in it that will not... you won't be able to see it. It's completely invisible. But it's a charging cube that has, like, a 360 camera in it. It can record a lot of the room, and holy shit, that is such an old device. You actually have no idea. This technology's been around for a significantly longer period than you might realize. This device that I'm talking about is over 15 years old. I'm serious. Like, this is not a new invention by any means. I was watching The Modern Rogue when I was in high school, and they were talking about this device, and even then, it had been around for years in the market already. This is one device. However, it relies on electricity being still present in the, you know, the house. So, don't rely on it to be there. But what you can have is... it's just all kinds of cameras, you know? There's all kinds of crazy shit. Essentially, don't risk it. Do it the proper way, okay? Because if you do it the proper way and all these cameras are there, guess what? You have permission to be there. You're fine, okay? And on top of that, you still get some cool-ass photos, and basically, you're in the spot that you wanted to be in. Now, I know some of you are going to be like, you sound like such a lame bitch. I want to do the illegal thing. Fine. You can. Go ahead. It's a free country. Do it. You are not immune to consequence. Okay? I don't care if you're a teenager, a child, an adult, or a fucking geriatric patient in his late 70s. Do what you want. You are not immune to, you know, prosecution. It's as simple as that. I know some people think they're above the law, but no one is. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. I don't know why the fuck I was kissing ass to the law or near the end there. I've been working on some more paintings, and I have been using my scanner. But one painting I'm looking at right now, and ew. I mean, just ew. Okay, wow. There it is. Holy shit. It took some time, but I almost threw up just now. You know what it was? After I finished my mile, I drank water too fast. I said to drink a liter of water in one big ass sip. Don't do that. Drink it slowly. All right, see you guys next week. I do like this form, by the way, of studying a little bit on a topic and not just like learning stuff like, ooh, science and the universe. Like, it's always going to be there, you know what I mean? But I want to talk about stuff like, I don't know, shit you could do on your own actual spare time. Camping, maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out together, okay? We'll figure it out. But please do let me know if you want me to go back on old stories. I want to talk about them again because we finally found one that... Or we brushed up on one. We found the spot where I fell asleep, where I had to sleep, and it was like 0 degrees. Literally 0 degrees. The first time I've ever been in sub-zero temperatures. All right. See you guys next week.